Women have their own place that no man even knows. This mysterious place called side. It's true. You go into your wife and you say, where's my car keys? She go, on the side. You go, what side? Oh, on the side, on the side. This is the bit I hate. They walk in the kitchen, they go, oh, blind, on the side, look.
My lords and members of the House of Commons.
Well, I'm not always an immigrant.
Well said, you do not mess with the sausage.
Do not
singer.
Mess with the sausage.
James.
I'm not a victim.
Wait a minute.
Good morning.
Morning. We haven't done this in a long time. I feel very out of practice. Oh my goodness.
We are very out of practice. It's been
too long.
Busy and manic.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We're busy with wedding stuff, which is always exciting. Busy with stream stuff. We've got Waffles merch. Okay, we've got a mug. It's kind of cool.
It's enough. It's a mug.
It's a mug, right? It's so cool.
Got a new logo on the mug.
Got the logo. New logo on the mug. We've got a new logo out. Guys, look at our faces. We're cartoons, but like the cool cartoons, not like weird cartoons. The cool cartoons, right? That's us, right? We're cool, right?
you're a great man who watches cartoons.
Okay, it's called... Okay, I don't watch anime. I watch actual cartoons.
Yeah. I think I'd have more of a problem if you watched anime.
Well, okay. Well. There's a lot of amazing anime. There really is. Okay? I just don't know it. All I know, okay, is that... anime exists, and if you annoy the fans, they get very aggressive about things. They have these random arguments. Okay, so there was this really, really popular like anime. Well, I don't know if it would be called an anime, but it was like a kid show, Dragon Ball
right.
Z. So, did you ever watch it? I'm sure your brother watched it.
No, but I know of it.
Did you watch it? You watched it.
I didn't. Kids at school watched it.
Kids at school watched it. Okay, so the kids at school that you went with, they were cool. Okay. Okay, so Dragon Ball Z, it was like kind of changed and dubbed ever so slightly so that it was more kid-friendly. Okay. But if you wanted to, you could watch the subtitled version of the Japanese original script. And it had like some hardcore swearing in. And then as you grew up as like... from a children into a not children, it's like, whoa, these guys swore quite a lot. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, so the most common argument, and I think this is an important discussion that we need to have today, okay?
Oh, is, am I even going to care about this discussion?
Oh yes. If you're watching a foreign film, such as anime, or, you know, I wanted to watch a Norwegian film with you called Troll Hunter.
Oh God.
Okay.
I can see where this is going.
What's worse? Or what's better? Subtitles? Or dubs. So a dubbed audio. So either subs or dubs. What do you think?
Dubs would annoy me more.
Why?
But I also don't like the subs. Because it would irritate me and make me uncomfortable having to watch someone and like the mouth is doing one thing but the sound is not matching up. That
like
would bug me.
Like those old school like kung fu movies where
yes.
It sounded like their sleeves were really long when they were making moves. Do you remember that? It was like... Hey, did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid with really long sleeves, move your sleeves really fast. It sounded like an old school, like kung fu movie.
No.
Just me.
But then okay. I wasn't a boy. Yeah, and their lips are like going really, really fast in like a million more directions, and then all they are really saying is, my name is Bob.
I'm gonna kick your ass. Bob style.
Yeah.
Okay, that was like, don't tell anybody that I was doing like a robot, okay?
I think you just let it slip.
Okay. So you would prefer dubs.
Yes, but I still hate subtitles, as you know.
Yeah.
And especially, you can't have subtitles in a Sunday night movie. Sunday night movie is like, put it on, you get into bed, you get cozy, ready to watch. I don't want to think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read subtitles.
Okay. The biggest problem that I have with subs is the second you look at your phone or you look at anything other than the screen, you lose a little bit of plot, which kind of sucks. It feels like you've fallen asleep, but you're still awake at the same time. However, the vocal, like, acting is better with subs. the little bit of anime that I have watched. So like, especially with Japanese, the way that they say things is like really cool. So I don't know, I like it. I prefer subs. I'm a subs over dubs.
I would prefer subs over dubs, but I don't want to deal with either.
Okay, fine. So in that case, if we ever do watch anime, it's going to have to be the Netflix remakes, in which case you have irritated the entirety of the anime community. And we would most likely...
I don't know if it's cute and endearing or just stupidity. That you think I'm going to watch anime.
There's some really good anime. I think I almost got you to watch Death Note, but the Netflix one. I think...
You know when I fall asleep, mm-hmm. when you're watching TV, that's your time to watch anime. When I go sleepies, you can watch TV.
Well, that's fair. However, I managed to stay awake for like 80% of a Beverly Hills Housewives episode with you. And I feel like I need like a trophy.
Did you not enjoy it?
I did, kind of, a little bit. I didn't know half the plots. It felt exceptionally rehearsed to me, to be honest. I know it's like American reality TV, so like I always feel like UK reality TV, you know, like that one show where people go and they each host a dinner party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Come Dine With Me or something.
Come Dine With Me. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And they had the narrator who was like super funny dude. It's the same guy that you see everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, like, UK TV is just building that guy's house. They're just like, hey, you want more money? Have some. Do the same thing again. Anyway, so, like, all these people have to host a dinner party, and then normally the person who's the most asshole-ish in the first dinner is hosting the last dinner, and they sort of, like, fail. It's just, like, a thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
for some reason, yeah, that always feels a little bit less rehearsed, but Beverly Hills Housewives?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, that feels like super rehearsed, even though I know that there's actual news attached to what's actually going on, which is pretty hectic.
Yeah, you were reading the news while watching it, weren't you?
Maybe I was reading articles. I mostly wanted to know who the hell the people were.
I can take you back. I think I'm on series 11.
Mm-hmm.
I can take you back to series 1 if you want. And you can see how their faces change as they get... I mean, they were rich in the beginning, but as they get mm-hmm. more rich, you can see how their faces change.
Their faces change? What, like a moldable clay?
Yeah. I think one's had a few nose jobs.
Yeah.
And their hair gets better.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Honestly, just... Because when I watch it, there's this thing in videography called a halo light. It's like a light that they pop like pretty much straight on the crown of your head. And what it does is it pretty much just adds a little bit of color into the hair, like on video. And pretty much every single one of those things had halo lights. Like I could see there was a light on their head to make them look prettier. And I'm just like I understand it's reality TV, but it just feels like I can see it because of...
Too much production.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of production. However, when I'm watching the thing and reading the news, like the one lady's husband is going to jail or something for, I don't know, like a pyramid scheme or something. I don't know. The blonde lady.
Yeah, is it called a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, basically, a Ponzi scheme is like a pyramid scheme. Yeah, yeah.
He's like one of the biggest lawyers in the world.
Yeah.
And he'll win a case for people and get people compensation.
Yeah.
But he'll use their winnings to pay off his... he'll take some for himself and then he'll pay off the last case.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently it only came to light, and the only reason it got caught is because of COVID last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously he wasn't working and the world sort of came to a shutdown. No one was working.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't able to pay people because he wasn't getting money in from new cases.
Yeah. Yeah.
New court cases were being won. So yeah, that's why it apparently came to light.
Messed up, man. Freaking crazy. Yeah. Mm. But do I want to watch the next episode? Yes, I do.
It comes out tomorrow. Well,
I have no idea.
Tomorrow night when we're in bed, so we'll watch it Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll watch it. It's an American time, but it's good. It's all groovy. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, we have some news prepped. Firstly, my dudes, please have a look. I'll make sure that there's a link on the sort of like channel description for the mug. Please have a look. It's such a pretty mug. I want to buy one for everybody. I love it. We worked so hard on all this stuff, and it was well worth the break. So yeah. Cool. Alrighty, in the news, you got some stuff. Wow, you got a lot of stuff prepped for us.
Ooh. I did. Look at me doing my homework. It's almost like I know what I'm doing.
Teach me.
Teach you.
Well, I don't know. What's going on? What's in the news?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, something I want to discuss.
Yes.
Have you heard very sad, tragic case of Sabina Nessa?
I have not.
Okay, so this is in the UK, and this young girl, she was a teacher, I think primary school teacher. Mm-hmm. She sadly got murdered.
Okay.
Five minutes from her home. She was walking across the park, which is apparently 5 minutes from her house, walking across the park to the pub mm-hmm. to meet her friends for a drink. And her body sadly was murdered en route, and her body was found the next day.
Was it nearby?
Apparently it's 5 minutes, a 5 minute walk completely from my house to get to the pub, and you just have to cross the park in between. So I guess the park was the only gap.
Yeah. Parks, dude. Craziness.
Which, I don't even think it was that late at night that she was walking through, but, you know, I think all women know that, well, anyone, but especially as a woman, you shouldn't be walking through a park on your own.
Yeah. But also, like, you guys are just coming out of summer that side, so it should have still been light pretty late, right?
Well, yeah. Mm. But something that I was reading it, and some things that jumped out to me that no one else seems to have picked up on is, okay, first of all, it's apparently a 5 minute walk from her flat or her house to the pub.
Okay.
So if you've got, and it's in the middle of London, so okay. If you've got this park with a pub at one end and a house at the other end, I'm pretty sure the rest of it is pretty built up with businesses or homes.
Yeah.
If you're being attacked, you're going to scream. Or you're going to shout, or you're going to do something. Someone would have heard.
Mm. Yeah. Possibly. Hopefully.
But no one came.
Hectic.
Next point.
Yeah?
If you're meeting a friend in the pub, and they don't turn up, you're going to start looking for them. Either
calling
you're gonna
them.
Text, you're going to call them, text them, where are you? Don't happen. Okay, well, they only live 5 minutes around the corner. I'll just go to their flat. So you're probably going to walk the path they walked.
Yeah.
You're going to get to their house. They're not there. Surely you're going to raise the alarm.
Hectic. And they didn't?
Who knows? It's not mentioned that they did.
Dude.
And then they say that her body was found 24 hours later in the park. If it's a park. And I don't know what day this. I think it was Friday the 17th.
Okay.
So it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Her body wasn't found until 24 hours later.
Okay.
It's a park. It's the end of summer. I'm sure there's kids playing in the park during the daytime, people walking throughout, high traffic.
Yeah.
Why did it take 24 hours?
Hmm. Did they say, like, was the body covered with something or something?
No, not enough details have been released.
Hectic.
It wasn't released to the press until late last week, so maybe a week after her death.
Yeah. How old is she?
Young. I can't know how old she was, but early 20s.
Shame, dude. That sucks. Hectic. But, like, to be fair, right, you do have that one friend. Like, everybody has that one flaky friend who just doesn't pitch up. But even if they don't pitch up, you feel obligated to check up on them. Right? Hmm. So
you'd call, you'd text, like, just give me a call back.
Yeah. Like, between guys, we would still, like, we would still give each other, like, we'd still bust each other's balls, if that makes sense. We'd still be, like, flaky McFlickerson, you know? We'd still do that, and then if there's still no feedback, then it's like, okay, what's going on? But, yeah, that's pretty hectic, especially if she was traveling by herself. Like, I don't know. It's kind of strange.
It just seems too many weird factors for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very tragic story, and I'm I feel for her family, but
yeah.
How was the body not discovered? How did no one hear the attack if it's in such a built-up area?
Mm.
And why is the friend not going looking? No. I think maybe I watched too many true crime documentaries.
But that's the thing. Maybe, like, so many people do watch those things, and so many people have watched CSI for so many years, like, they just know that stuff does happen. And I mean, like, London's a pretty built-up, pretty busy city, and being in a busy city like that, you're gonna get, like, even a petty crime situation. There was a streamer, her name is Sweet Anita, and she was pickpocketed about 2 weeks ago in London, in the Tube. So, I mean, like, crime is unfortunately part of being in a big city. Yeah, but that's happens. Still like hectic. Like, dude, murders are like huge. Goodness. Shame, dude. That sucks. But also, like, was it on a Friday?
I think I read it as Friday. Yeah, Friday 17th. And apparently it wasn't, I don't know what time it was, it wasn't that late. So I think like they finished work and then she planned to just go meet a friend for a drink in the pub.
Yeah.
5 minutes from the house. All she had to do was walk across the park.
Yeah. Hectic. That's crazy. Sucks, man. But the article said that they've arrested a dude, right?
Yeah, they arrested a dude a couple of days ago.
Hectic. Well, okay. Cool. I think we should follow that one. Find out a little bit more about what happened. Especially because... like, if it's a completely random case, like, you gotta know the motive, right? Like, this person has to have a motive, like a reason. And normally under circumstances where there's absolutely no motive and reason, that's the scariest ones. You know, like Son of Sam or, you know, like Ted Bundy's, well, some of his cases.
I can't remember where I read it, but I read somewhere that women usually know their killer.
Yes. Yeah, predominantly.
So whether it's a partner, ex-partner, family member, they usually know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, if I remember correctly, and I'm open to correction, the highest likelihood of death for men is heart disease, and the highest likelihood for women is a man attacking them.
That's scary.
I know, dude. That's hectic. And I mean, like, the only reason I know that is because there was this comedian who said, like, women are braver than men because men do everything they can to avoid heart disease and women still love men. That's kind of funny. Anyway, okay, cool. I have an interesting one for you. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
Alrighty, let me get this full terminology here. A professor, where is he from? Scott Galloway. Professor warns of a mating crisis in the US as fewer men go to college. So this guy's theory, with the fewer men going to college, his theory is that, and this has caused a lot of issues with regards to, like, his perception of where women are, what women are attracted to and what men are attracted to and capable of attracting and that kind of stuff. But he believes that, the new college students entering college at the moment is sitting at like 59% female. So like it's majority woman at the moment. And he believes that with the majority female college entrance, there will be a stage of some time in the future where women will not be attracted to men without a college degree because of like... He believes that women are attracted to men of means and that kind of thing. So he says that there's going to be a problem where the men who go to college are going to attract the majority of the women. So he's causing issues with this whole thing. Now I have two concerns. First, okay. This dude is clearly like way off the mark with regards to the nature of just attraction and like true equality, yeah. In my mind.
There's enough bad mistakes out there to prove this otherwise.
Yeah. Secondly, in terms of equality, shouldn't it be 50-50 at least? Like, should we be concerned that it's starting to change tides in terms of more women entering college and fewer men? Should we be worried about that?
I don't think we should be worried about that.
So now I was like trying to explore that, you know, like a mind exercise. And then I started to think a little bit more about sort of the nature of different professions. So if you think about college, especially in American sort of circumstances, it's much more
focused. Which is university to us, isn't it?
Yeah. In UK, it would be referred to as university. In South Africa as well, university. So a lot of it would be academia-focused, theoretic-focused stuff. So yes. It'll range from humanities through to finances to business, a lot of accounting, a lot of economics, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas if I think about college in terms of UK college, that can range as well to vocational and artisanal skills, so like hands-on skills. So I think, and another study that I read a while ago is that Gen Z the dudes entering the job market at the moment. A lot of them are focusing much more on artisanal skills, like carpentry, steel work, you know, that kind of stuff, a lot more hands-on. So with the millennials, a lot of the guys focused on, you know, getting that MBA or getting a master's degree and going as far as they possibly can with trying to get, like, up the corporate ladder. Whereas Gen Z at the moment, they're like much more focused on like just finding good quality work and something that can like give them a life balance of sorts, you know? So in my mind, there are two concerns. First concern is this guy being a bit of a jackass, if I can use that term. Sorry, Mom. Okay. But the second one is the current association that you have to have a degree in order to do anything. Which is nonsense, right?
I'd be interested what the breakdown of courses that are being taken.
Yes.
Because, okay, very, very general, so no one come for me. Thinking of medical degrees.
Yes.
Okay. So probably for every doctor you have in the hospital, you've probably got about 40 nurses. Equivalent? Yeah, because a doctor...
Yeah.
Goes around, does rounds. But nurses are right there, always concentrating. Mm. I think, not all, but predominantly, nurses are female-based. So you may have 40 students going into university to study to be a nurse. Yeah. And then you've got one, let's say male, going in to study a medical degree as a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what the breakdown of it... teaching, I think we looked at this previously, is there's a higher percentage of females doing teaching.
Yeah.
That requires a degree. Mm. So it'd be interesting to see what the breakdown of what courses they are taking.
Mm. But that's university. What I was thinking about, because, I mean, even if you look at a college degree, like teachers in a lot of countries are paid sort of at a government mandated salary. So it's not like you're entering a corporate market where you can work hard and get more money. It's literally you're a teacher, so this is your salary. So having a college degree doesn't automatically mean you're going to automatically get a higher salary. There's no automatic nature. Likewise with nurses, they also get like a mandated salary that's negotiated a lot of the times. So if I think about just five examples, you've got nursing and teachers, right? So those are degree orientated occupations. And then you've got doctors. Same sort of medical field as a nurse, but if you look at the percentage of sort of male to female entrance, I don't know exactly what the nature is of. I think it's 50-50. I think it's very close, but I think they specialize in different areas. And then you have a look at engineering, and that's going to be predominantly men, right? I think we had a look at, that was something like 12% female or something.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that I wanted to look at. IT is also focused a lot of men. That's also degree focused. However, if you think of artisanal things, like how many artisanal jobs are there that are sort of female focused? So like hairdressing is an artisanal trade, right?
Yes, yeah.
But I mean, like, at least in my experience, it's majority ladies who become hairdressers.
Whereas, majority ladies, but then when you go into trades, so woodwork, steelwork,
brickwork,
any tradesmen.
Mm.
And they are tradesmen. You'd be hard to find a woman.
Yeah. So now the irony out of all of these things, right, is what are we short on? We're short on artisanal dudes. The truck drivers currently in UK.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are so short on those skills. I mean, like, in South Africa, there's a massive shortage of welders. Like, a huge shortage of welders. It's like this thing. Nobody can weld, officially.
But
yeah,
from what I gather from the UK issue, there's two sides to it. One, predominantly a lot of sort of HGV licensed drivers, truck drivers, bringing goods into the supermarkets, bringing petrol, whatever it may be, were foreign nationals. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've had Brexit this year and sort of visas haven't been produced. They've now had to like issue emergency visas to allow people to be able to work who are not British citizens.
Dude.
The other side of that, and I think a lot of reasons why people voted leave in Brexit was, you know, give British people the jobs. We don't need foreign nationals to be doing the jobs. However, I know a lot of people, I've seen it on Facebook today, like the government have sent out letters to anyone who has a HGV license saying, if you're not currently working, please come back. Enhanced hours. And people are putting on Facebook, hell no, I'm not working for that, because they won't pay work for the how whatever the hourly rate is, because it's seems beneath them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's we haven't got the workers because we haven't got the national foreign nationals in the country, but then the government are not matching British workers' expectations in terms of hours worked, salary per hour.
Okay, cool. There was another thing that we were going to talk about. I've got it over here. Oh yes, let me do that. I've got to do my due diligence. What's rightfully right. Yes. This week's, well, actually, this episode, Star Wars fact. Are you prepared? Are you adequately prepared to rock?
I'm ready.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, in some of the new movies, there's this dude named Kylo Ren. Okay, so he's like the super duper baddie. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right. So it's played by a guy named Adam Driver, and he's a really, really good actor. However, my opinion on the character is a little bit of like a crybaby. He's just like unhappy. So anyway, a lot of his lines were recorded because he tried to be a lot like Darth Vader. So this character wanted to be like Darth Vader, right? And so he had a mask, and he had like a red lightsaber, and he was trying to be like all crazy and stuff. So, but the original Darth Vader, it was played by this, I can't remember this actor's name, but it was a really, really tall guy. And then James Earl Jones did the voice, Mufasa, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your first one. But that's an easy one, everybody knows that. Okay.
I even knew that.
Yeah. So Kylo Ren, or Adam Driver, he recorded a lot of the vocal lines for while he's in the helmet, because obviously you can't record proper audio while you're busy fighting and stuff. Anyway, so he did a lot of it in his own closet. So what a lot of people don't realize is that when you're doing sound engineering and stuff, you don't want a lot of reverb around you. So he set up like a whole like little recording space in his closet so that his clothes would pick up all the echoes and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So he did that. One of the biggest sort of movie productions are pretty much doing very similar production quality that we're doing right now. We're not in our closet, people. We're just comfortable and in our pajamas, okay?
We're in our pajamas.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bed.
Okay. And we've got I don't have coffee. Okay, I've got juice. I'm fine. One day when I've got the mug, then I'll get the coffee. And then we'll take all the photos with cookies. Cookies and coffee and a waffles mug.
Waffles. We need to go for waffles.
Yes. We need to go for waffles. Okay, wait. Question. Have you ever had savory waffles?
No, waffles to me are sweet. No, I have.
Yeah?
Well, kind of.
Yeah?
It was for breakfast. And it was a waffle with bacon and chicken. But then it had maple syrup poured all over it.
Sounds like a Canadian thing, because they have Canadian bacon. Yeah, I know a lot of places serve French toast with bacon and syrup, which is pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Like, have you ever Pardon?
Does that count as savory or sweet?
I think that counts as a lot of everything.
It was a lot. It was like fried chicken. It wasn't just like chicken breast. It was like, you know, when it's in like the breadcrumbs.
Oh yeah. It was like KFC type thing.
It was buttermilk chicken, like breaded, bacon rashers on a waffle with syrup all over it. It was a very unique tasting. It was good.
Okay. So there's this really epic waffle place in Ramsgate in KZN, in KwaZulu-Natal. It was like South Africa's south coast-ish. Anyway, it's like a bouquet waffle place, and you can have like this whole assortment. And the first thing that really shocked me when I saw this was savory or sweet. And I was like, what? Savory exists? So now I always ask people, like, how do you like your waffles? Do you like it savory or sweet? And then that started getting really popular, and then they started making savory pancakes. Have you ever had that?
That's like a crepe, right?
I suppose so. I was here confused between crepes, wraps, rotis, and pancakes. Just legit get.
See, confused. When you say roti, I just think roti bossy.
Roti bossy. Okay, now you've got to explain roti bossy to people who don't understand what that means.
Oh, yeah, that's just the me thing, isn't it?
What is roti bossy? Explain it to the individuals. So okay. They can...
When you have a bit too much curry or a bit too much spicy food and you need to go to the bathroom the next day, you might have a bit of a rotty botty or a rotten bottom.
A rotten bottom.
It's a nice way of saying.
A rotty botty. I know botty cough is a fart.
Yeah.
I don't know where that comes from. It doesn't sound like a fart. It doesn't feel like a fart. Stop talking about this.
You brought it up.
Okay, cool. Let's have a look at the last one. You've got two interesting articles. Oh my goodness. Tiger King? What's happening with Tiger King?
Apparently he's coming back, but I don't know how.
Well, the king is in prison still, isn't he?
He's in prison. Well, he was left in prison when we stopped watching it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't really know what he's up to. I know that that Carol chick, I think she took over his
Carol Baskin.
Yeah, I know she took over his farm. Do you call it a farm?
Zoo? At Wildlife Park, whatever you want to call it.
He took it over. She took it over, and I think she sold it, actually, after a while. And didn't that one dude die? The guy that used to help Tiger King dude?
Yes, the nice guy.
The dude with a good voice. He had, like, that hardcore... gravelly voice.
Yeah.
It's cool. Hey, man. I'm from Tiger King, man. It's cool.
What is this?
To its second season? When is it coming out? It's got a release date? Oh, my God.
Yes, it does. I did see it.
Why do I want to see this so badly? What could possibly happen? You know what doesn't make sense to me? When you're watching Tiger King, there's that one dude who was... What was this guy's name? The Tiger King. What was his name? I've got him.
Oh!
Yeah, so it was one of his partners, right? And he had like 3 teeth. And then he had like tattoos all over his belly and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just sitting there like cupping his belly. And, you know, he was just like, this is exactly how I want to portray myself to the world.
But he was so high on drugs.
He seemed really high. And at the end of it, they did like a follow-up and he got some teeth and he got sober and stuff. But yeah,
and he got a wife.
Yeah,
he said that he was only gay and only with... Not only gay. He was only with... What was his name?
I don't know. Look it up. The listeners are going to hate us.
Oh, we watched the whole series. What was
Dude,
it?
Dude, we binged that stuff so bad. And then the whole world went absolutely crazy. They were like,
we're ahead of time.
Yeah.
We're cool.
I still feel, okay, if he was a decent human being. All right,
Joseph Joe. His name was Joe. That was it.
Okay. I feel like if he was a decent dude, right? Because he turned out to be a bit of a weirdo. Okay. If he was a decent guy, he could have brought back the bleached mullet. He could have done it, man. He had the capacity.
Did you have hair jealousy? Did you want it?
No, but okay, so there's this thing. I don't know if I should be talking about this. Okay, so there's this thing that myself and a group of friends have done for years. Okay? All right. Okay.
Have you told them about this before you tell everyone else?
No, it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. It's just people are going to think I'm weird, but it's perfectly fine. Okay, so.
Okay, guys.
This is what happens. You go out in public, all right? In the days when you used to go out in public, pre-COVID. All right, especially you go to a gig, all right, there's normally like, at the gig, there's normally like some young guys who are just like keen to see a live band, they just want to mosh and jump around and stuff, really baggy clothes and like a flat cap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the guys who've been going to gigs for like 2 or 3 years and they know this is like an endurance thing, man. You got to like chill out, have a brewski, chat to your friends, jump in the pit every now and then when it's a good band, that kind of thing. And then there's the old guys with the leather pants, right? So there's the guys with the leather pants, and somebody somewhere has like shoes with leopard print stuff on. All right. And in that group, there would be...
They're my people.
Okay. Wait. In that group, all right, it's just like middle-aged dudes. They're all there talking about their bikes and stuff, and they still don't understand why they have to pay to see a band. That kind of people. Okay. So anyway, in that group, there's one guy, okay? He's got a really big silver ring on his hand, okay?
Yeah.
And he's got a mullet. And this mullet is just beautiful. When we used to just like look for each other at the gig and we're like, dude, did you see the mullet at table 5? And I'm like, yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like blowing in the wind.
I love a good mullet.
Yeah, it's just like there's a majesty that comes with a mullet, right? So a mate of mine would like sneak photos of mullets. And eventually he had like 50 different mullets, like photos on his phone. And he like categorized it and stuff. So after a while, we would sit down. And for some reason, it would always come up and say, hey, I'll call him Barry. Hey, Barry.
Barry.
How's the mullet collection going? And then he'll like scroll through his phone and, you know, pretty much just swipe. And you know, like when people show you pictures of their kids, like in their wallet, and you're like, these are my children. This is my dog. This is my house. He'd be like that. And he'd be like, so this mullet is purple. And when he moved to the left, it waved to the right. It was fantastic. And then he'd scroll and scroll. So I feel like if there was ever going to be like an epic mullet, like idol, it could have been this dude. But instead he goes to jail because he's a dumbass. So yeah, you know. I can't do mullets.
You're very passionate about the mullet.
Well, that's the thing. There's an element of confidence that comes with wearing a mullet. Because, you know, it's a strange thing.
Or stupidity.
Pardon?
Or stupidity.
But that's the thing, right? Because you tell a person with a mullet, dude, you got a mullet. That looks bad. And they're like, yeah, I know it looks bad. And they're still like, oh yeah.
I love a good mullet hunting game.
Mullet hunting, yeah. So we did that once. We did croc hunting. We tried to find people with crocs. It was an interesting time. And we also tried to get the mullet croc combo. Yeah.
The mock.
Yeah. So it was a mullet. And if we found a person with a mullet and a croc, I can't remember what happens, but there was like points and the person who won got a free dinner. You know, this is how we roll.
Yes.
it's like looking for like a unicorn in the wild. It's gorgeous. Okay, cool. Never mind my random tangents.
But yes, Tiger King is coming back.
Tiger King. Okay. I'm hoping that there would be some great mullets. And if there's a pink mullet, okay, I'm going to follow that person on Twitter and I'm going to compliment on that mullet every time I see it on the TV series. Okay. Hold me to this.
I'm holding it, shit. It's been announced now.
Okay, cool. If we've got no more news to do, then we got to talk about our cool band that we found. We just found them as well. Okay, the band is called Yours Truly, and the song that we're going to have a look at is called Circles. Cool band.
Good,
nice.
Good song. I like it.
Nice and busy. Like, I like a good high energy band. And where are the guys from again?
They're from Australia. Australia. Very similar to sort of Paramore vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Paramore fan. So I like these people.
Yeah, both of us are like big Paramore fans. And what I really liked about Paramore when they just came out, if I remember correctly, the Paramore drummer, just when they started, he was 16 at the time. So he had to have like special permission to play certain clubs and stuff.
So oh, really?
I think that's what made Paramore like super good and energetic. They had this like young dude just like blasting his way through from like the skeleton of the music, if you know what I'm saying.
Hayley Williams' voice is pretty epic.
Yeah, that chick's voice is crazy good. But also, when I saw them live, I saw them at Reading. The guitarists as well, they're just so solid. The thing with guitarists, like live especially, if you've got two guitarists and a bassist, they need to be really tight with each other as well as with the drums. But with punk, they especially need to be tight with each other because the drums are normally just like galloping, you know. But yeah, I like it. It's good music and it's pretty cool. Pretty awesome. Pretty groovy. Hell yeah. So this is Circles by Yours Truly. Thank you, Bunny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Go look at the mug. Oh.
So let me know if you're hearing.